All right, we're doing our preseason work now with Newburyport lacrosse coach, Newburyport boys lacrosse coach, Josh Wedge. And, Josh, welcome to MSO. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Coach, you know, it's unusual, I guess, that we were able to get out on the field this time of year without the snow melting and so on and so on. How's it been so far for you guys now that you're a week into it? Have you been able to get outside and get your practices together?
Yeah, you know, that's the one good thing about, or not the one good thing, but one of the many good things about coaching in Newburyport is we have a great turf field right behind the school, and we really only have to share it with the girls lacrosse team in the spring. So we've been out since day one, 2 hours a day, and we've had a couple scrimmages already, and yeah, things have been great.
Well, one thing about lacrosse is you guys really don't care about the weather anyway, so I guess it's just a condition of the field. All right, Coach, before we get into a look at some of the kids and so on, tell me about the plans for this season in terms of getting your varsity together. In other words, you know, the makeup of it. Do you have are you senior-laden, juniors, or younger kids?
You know, it's this year our varsity is actually a pretty good mix. I think, you know, if I broke it down by class, I think we maybe have a few more sophomores than any other class, but we have nine seniors, eight juniors, like 11 sophomores, and three freshmen on varsity right now. And it's a pretty balanced group. You know, I think our defense is pretty. Actually, you know, it's hard to say. I think our defense has a little bit more seniors on it than our offense, but our offense is very athletic, and there's a good amount of experience in our younger grades because they've played. No, one of our junior middies is one of our best players. He's been on varsity for 3 years, so he's not an inexperienced kid, even though he's not a senior.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get right to it. Let's talk about some of the names. Start with your captains and your older leaders first.
So our captains this year are two senior defensemen, Jack Haddon and Will Gagnon, and then senior attackman Oliver Pons.
Okay, and I'm sorry, go ahead. Tell me a little bit more about these guys, because they must be veterans for you.
Yeah, no, so they've all been great. They're actually all in their second year as captains.
Okay.
They're all captains last year, too, as juniors. They're three great kids, you know, kind of been cornerstones of our program since my second year. And, you know, Jack's going to Albany to play Division I lacrosse.
Whoa.
Will's going to St. Lawrence to play Division III lacrosse, and Ollie has a lot of interest, but he's more focused on school, and he's trying to get to a bigger school that has a good engineering program, so he's probably going to end up just playing club or something when he gets there.
Holy cow, that's pretty impressive. I know in talking with Coach Hodgson, one of the things he emphasizes across sports at Newburyport High School is the captaincies and so on, and these kids have to be responsible not only on your team but also in the classroom, and it sounds like as juniors they must be pretty special kids. You know, being captains as juniors is what I meant.
Yeah, they're all they're all very committed to the sport. You know, Newburyport, we got a lot of two sport athletes, and all three of them play multiple sports, but lacrosse has always been their number one. And they've had aspirations since they got to high school of playing at the next level in some capacity. And they've just been really dedicated over the last 4 years and have turned into exceptional high school lacrosse players.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope will be the strength of the team, Coach? Because I know that, up front is so important, winning faceoffs is so important and so on. What's the strength of your team as you look at these kids so far?
You know, so far, I think we've been pretty balanced. I mean, I think definitely the strength of our team on paper is defense. Between Will and Jack, then we have a sophomore named Brian Lucy, who's a really, really excellent lacrosse player. And then we're a little banged up there right now. We have a couple other junior defensemen who are very good, a couple other sophomore defensemen that are very good. You know, a couple of them are injured right now. And then we have two junior defensive middies that are really, really talented defensive middies, which is kind of unusual for a high school team. That they are committed to specializing in that area for us, and they're both excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Our defense right off the bat has been very, very strong. I think in four scrimmages, we've only given up maybe seven goals.
Wow, okay.
And so, you know, we've been pretty locked down in that area. And then, you know, we're a little inexperienced in goal, but hopefully a good defense makes up for that. And then offensively, you know, we've shown a lot of balance so far. I think we're very athletic in the middle of the field. And then we have two senior attackmen who are really kind of polished scorers. So we look pretty good. I think we got some holes and we got some young guys filling some of those positions, mm-hmm. and some inexperienced guys, but I think we have enough pieces around the lineup that so far we've looked pretty good.
Well, I want to ask about the scrimmages, but first, you got to tell me about. I'm learning lacrosse here as we go along, and you got to tell me about goaltending, because watching lacrosse, it seems to me that that's the toughest damn position in all of sports.
I wouldn't disagree. I mean, I don't know. I would never step in there, but kids who do, you know. It takes a special kind of kid to stand in there. You know, especially at the high school level, you know, college, I've known a number of college goalies and they all said it gets easier as you get older because shooters get better and they don't hit you as much. at the high school level, they're getting hit so often that it's sometimes it just looks like a miserable position. But, you know, we have a senior who's been a backup for, the last 3 years, and we have a sophomore who's you know fairly new to the sport but is really kind of developing quickly, and you know so far the senior has sort of been playing more of the scrimmages, but both have been doing some really nice things, and I think they'll both get minutes this year for us.
I think goaltenders in hockey and in lacrosse, I've noticed there's just something special about them, if you know what I'm saying, when you talk to them. They look at life differently.
Definitely.
Oh, God.
I think we gave an award to our senior this year, Chris Salvatore. He was our backup last year. He was our backup the year before, and he's kind of a magnet when it comes to getting hit with the ball. Last year, you know, a lot of times we give out this daily award for practice player of the day, and the kids give it out. The coaches don't give it out. And I think he won it as much as any kid on our team last year. Being a goalie is a really tough job, but being a backup goalie is an even tougher, more thankless job, right? You know, if you're not getting minutes in the game, you're taking all those shots in practice and without a lot of reward for it. And he did such a great job for us last year in preparing our team for games. And you know, this year he's getting an opportunity to step in the net. So
you know, Josh, I'm glad you mentioned that, because. Coach Paul Ingram used to coach Gloucester football, and he used to he always talked about the importance of practice and practice players, kids who might not necessarily get into a game of import, you know, in a strategic moment, but they make the other guys, the starters, better. And how important is that for your – because you really have to keep – I don't know how it is in lacrosse, but you have to keep everybody active in all sports practices.
Yeah, you know – To run a good lacrosse practice, you need a lot of guys. You need 27, 28 guys to run a really good practice that provides your team with all the opportunities to prepare for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on a game day, in a competitive game, maybe only 18 touch the field. You know what I mean? 19,
right. Yep.
Maybe. So we always talk about that, how important everybody is to our team. Whether they play, you know, the whole game or they don't play at all. And I think our kids get that. You know, we give out we have this helmet that the kids get every day for practice player of the day, and they hand it out. They pick a teammate. And honestly, like, you know, some of our star players, they don't get it very often. And it's not because they don't work hard. I just think it's our guys sort of recognize the guys on our team that maybe don't get a lot of, you know, clippings in the paper and end of season awards and things like that, and you know, more often than not, you know, it's our younger guys, our backup goalie, our face-off guys that are getting sort of that award in practice for their hard work. You know, it's kind of our way of rewarding them, and it's the kids' way of rewarding each other.
That's awesome, because a kid who might not ever make it as a varsity starter, is going to remember that throughout his whole life. He got his teammates' respect, and that's awesome, Coach. Way to go. Let me ask you about the scrimmages now. Tell me about I don't know if this schedule is right that I'm looking at, but have you scrimmaged Chelmsford so far?
So we scrimmaged Chelmsford and Melrose on the same day. And
then okay.
We scrimmaged Wakefield and St. Thomas Aquinas.
Okay. All right. So what'd you learn? What'd you learn about your team so far?
Well, Chelmsford was the first team we scrimmaged, and they were really big and really athletic. I think we were not quite ready for that one. You know, we turned the ball over a lot of unforced turnovers. We played defense for about 80% of it, but we hung in there. Our defense played really well. For the most part, kept them off the board. I think we, maybe lost 4-1, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, our kids really settled in. And then the next three scrimmages, Melrose, Wakefield, and St. Thomas Aquinas, our offense really started clicking. We played a lot more offense than defense. And in all three scrimmages, if you're keeping score, won very comfortably. So, I think that first one was a kind of an eye-opening experience for some of our younger guys,
mm-hmm.
our less experienced guys. And then once they kind of got the nerves out and the jitters out, like I said, I think we're very athletic. We have a lot of team speed. And once we sort of settle down our nerves and we're able to display that athleticism and that speed, I think we so far have been able to really overwhelm some of the other teams we've scrimmaged. You're not going to overwhelm a team like Chelmsford. They're used to playing in the NBC with a lot of big schools.
Right.
And, they're not going to be overwhelmed by Newburyport. But some of the other schools, I think, even though they're, up a division from us, I think we were by far the more athletic.
Well, speed is so cool with the old cliche, you can't teach speed. So that's really important, and that's awesome if you have it. All right, let me ask you a twofold question to sort of wrap this thing up, Coach. I want you to tell me about the league challenge, because you guys were on top last year in the Cal. But the league challenge coming up this year, and then also your strength of schedule in terms of non-league games.
Yeah, so the league is, I think this year is going to be probably, as competitive as a league as we've had in a while. I think there's, in my opinion, there's three teams that are really good at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're one of them. I think Pentucket is one and Linfield is one.
Familiar names, yep.
Last year they were right on our tail. Pentucket beat us once last year. We beat them once, and we were lucky enough to beat Linfield twice, and Linfield beat Pentucket twice. So I think it's kind of those three teams, I think, are going to vie for the Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of younger teams. I think Amesbury is going to be improved and could challenge in the lower half, the smaller half of the Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then non-league wise, We try to schedule a really tough non-league schedule as much as we can. We're playing, we open up with Swampscott, who eliminated us last year. That was kind of a point that we wanted.
Okay.
Kind of, we talked about almost immediately after the season was we wanted to start with them.
Mm-hmm.
We did not perform the way that we've become used to performing, and we lost by a goal. So we wanted to start with that one, and that's what we're starting with. And then we have Concord Carlisle next Saturday, who's they won a state championship 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
in Massachusetts. They're a very good Division I team. And then over April break, we play New Hampshire state champion Portsmouth and Maine state champion Cape Elizabeth. And then we finish up our non-league with Norwell, who won the state championship in Massachusetts last year, and Marblehead, who's usually a pretty strong.
Holy cow. All right. Well, that's strength of schedule, man. Holy cow. All right. Coach, I wish you well this season. I want to check in with you from time to time, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a pretty good year.
Awesome. Awesome. Josh, thank you so much. Great meeting you, and we'll talk again soon. Good luck.
All right. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Take care. That is Josh Wedge, who is the Newburyport boys lacrosse coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.